take us through just, I mean, this meet went so well for you guys. It was, you know, the stars performed, the depth performed, the relays performed, and it, you know, came together pretty amazingly. Can you kind of put into perspective just what it's like after the year off where you thought maybe this was what might have happened last year to get to this point and be able to perform like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's just such a great feeling. Like, I feel like we've all kind of been waiting for this to happen for a long time, and we've made so many sacrifices this year, and we've all worked so hard that I think we all deserve this so much. And this meet started off with a great 800 freestyle relay on the first night, and we kind of just kept it rolling, and that kind of just kept motivating us throughout the meet.
It really seems like you guys never were faltered at all, never, you know, really bothered by any bad swims. It seems like you just kept picking yourselves up and just kept grinding. And just what was the mental mindset that you guys had that allowed you to just roll with the punches, so to speak, and just have a great meet and not really get down by anything?
Yeah, I mean, I think we had a lot of great prelim sessions, which that definitely helped us just motivate ourselves to continue with that in finals. So that was great.
All right, and Kate, you got some great swims against Maggie McNeil this week. I really don't remember any, you know, having two top swimmers swim all three events against each other in one meet. It was, which is why it, you know, got a lot of hype, because that just really doesn't happen very often. I mean, and then you got the let off the relay and tonight too. So you had four, and you guys kind of split two and two. What was that like? And just, you know, knowing you have somebody of that caliber that you're racing, and being able to have races where you go back and forth like that.
Yeah, I mean, it was great to get to race Maggie. She's super fast, and I mean, I was definitely surprised, I guess, with how well I did, and I guess just going like best times to all my events, I was super happy with. So like getting second to her was obviously great, because she had some amazing swims this weekend.
Did that take a little bit of a different mental edge? I mean, like, you knew going into it that she was going to be in all your events. Did you try to shut that out? Oh, I mean, once you were going head to head, were you trying to, you know, balance your strategy with her strategy and all that kind of stuff? Was there more to it mentally than usual?
Not really, honestly. I mean, I knew there was a lot of hype for like our races, but I really just tried to focus on my own race, because I knew what I could do. Like, I had some really good practices the week before, and I just tried to focus on my own race and not think about what anyone else is doing.
How great is the environment right now in Charlottesville? Like, I feel like at practice, you look over, and there's Ella Nelson, who's an A finalist in NCAAs. There's Alex Walsh on the other side of the pool. She's an A finalist. There's Paige Madden. She's one of three events. It just seems like there's just so many great swimmers right now in Charlottesville, and even the pro group as well. What is just the environment that you guys have built? What is that like to have, and then to see it pay off with a national title like this?
Yeah, I mean, we have so many fast swimmers on this team. It's a very elite training group, and it's just so much fun to get to train with the top swimmers in the country every single day. And we just have so much fun, and it's so exciting.
All right. Team-wise, I mean, obviously we know this is Virginia's first title, and that's a huge deal. But, I mean, has that really, the perspective of that really sunk in? I mean, you guys have had, you know, over the years, even in recent years, you guys have had Olympians on your team. Leah Smith was on the team a few years ago. Courtney Bartholomew was a five-time NCAA runner-up. They were, you know, had great relays and everything, but nothing came close to what you guys have done now. Has that, the history part of it, sunk in for you guys?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if it's sunk in yet. I mean, it's crazy that we're the first ACC team to win a national title. So it's really exciting, and I'm just so proud of all these girls for that.